Here's the third star from tonight's game. Joining us is Lucas Hansen.
Thanks, Les.
Yeah, you're starting to find the mark here. Your eighth goal of the season. You've had a couple here in the last few games. But your goal tonight, like, I mean, did you have any time to think about it? Because you basically came off the bench, and all of a sudden the puck's on your stick, and you let it go.
Yeah, I mean, Sohn's on the bench was saying, guys, we just need to shoot more. So right before that, and then I just got on the ice, and I was just thinking, I'm going to get this puck, and I'm going to shoot it. So I didn't think too much. I just got the puck and ripped it, and luckily it went in.
You're not always asked to be the guy to provide offense. That's going to come, I think, as you continue on in this league for another couple of years. But that you've embraced being that guy that tries to shut down the other team's big players, and you've done a very effective job of it this year.
Thank you.
You have to be really pleased with what you've been able to develop into as a 200-foot center, right?
Yeah, I mean, I get lots of affirmation from the coaches, and, you know, I'm just trying to fill a role, and I know that I can do it, and I like to take on a challenge. Playing against the other team's best guys is a great challenge for me, and I know I can do it. So, I think I've done pretty well, and I love to embrace that and just expand my game, not just offense, but showing that I can shut down the top guys, and then hopefully as my game develops, I can provide more offense.
Can I use that word affirmation that you used in the conversation? Because I think that's great. Adam, go ahead.
Yeah, how much do you take from Jaden Weens and Pillar? I know they're not in the lineup, but Weens' role was to shut down the other team's top guys, and Pillar's a really good player himself. So how much have they helped you kind of through this?
Yeah, I mean, even earlier in the year watching them, like when we were in Medicine Hat, for example, and, you know, we weren't really going, there was that one time. Weens was always, he was always the guy that was working hard and leading by example, and I watched that, and I was like, man, like, that's so valuable to have, and that's why he's such a valuable player. He always brings the compete and the work, and yeah, with Pillar, he's such a great player too. He's really good offensively. He always makes plays. He's really fast, and he's responsible. So I look at both of those guys and try to put some of the stuff into my game that they've been doing in theirs.
And then offensively, I think I asked Jordan Keller the same thing probably last time he was up here, but are you getting told to shoot more, take it to the net more, take a little more chances than probably the past?
Yeah, I mean, like we have like this chart thing that all the forwards have, and it's for what we need to improve on or like what we think we can do, and I want to improve an offense, and so do lots of other guys. So, yeah, I mean, I've had more focus on shooting and taking the puck to the net, and I like taking the puck to the net, getting right in there and scoring greasy goals, and goals a goal. So just like to do that and get the offense going.
Your stat line says a goal plus two, 5 shots, 8 of 13 faceoffs. Which of those numbers are you most happy with?
My faceoffs.
Yeah?
Yeah. And, well, I'd say the plus two, and then the faceoffs. I hate getting scored on, so that makes me happy.
There you go. Are you packed and ready to go for tomorrow?
I am, actually.
Oh, goodness, you are. You're a good man. See, look, approval from the folks. Which places are you looking forward to go to? Because, again, like I said, Connor knows where all these places are. He's been there lots of times. This will be a first for you. What are you anxious to see going to BC?
Yeah, I mean, having never played there, it'll be interesting to see, like, all the new rinks and the atmosphere there. But a lot of people don't know I'm actually from BC, like I was born there.
In
Prince George, so.
Oh, wow. Well.
Yeah.
We won't hold that against you.
Yeah, so I got lots of family out there and lots of people I'm excited to see. So you know what? Every place I'm going to go, I'm going to see family and friends. So I'm really excited. I haven't seen them in a while with COVID and all that stuff. So I'm really excited to go everywhere and just play and have a great time out there.
Good stuff. Good to hear. Congratulations on a big game for you tonight.
Thank you.
We'll see you tomorrow morning. Lucas Hansen of the Saskatoon Blades.